The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you're talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now realize that you know everything, that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Because of the many distractions in the world, and indeed there are many, we have to constantly keep reminding ourselves as to what is the purpose of our existence. Put in more concise language, why are we here? Why are we here? And I think if you read through Luke chapter 10, you have a pretty clear answer to that. We are here in this world to love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength, then to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, if all of us would simply meditate upon those, 15 words about that, and really try to understand it, and put into practice all the days of our lives, well, if I were Pope, I would canonize you the day that you died. I'm not going to be Pope, obviously, but I think you would be worthy of being canonized the day you die. So if we are constantly trying to live out the greatest of all commandments, which is to love God in a dynamic fashion, which means dynamic means not static, but constantly growing in the love of God, then when we can die, we can go right to heaven. Why do people have to go to purgatory? Because their love is imperfect. That's why people go to purgatory. Okay, that being the case, I'd like to give you a shortcut to living this out. I can walk in a straight line to the very doors of the church, and by walking in a straight line, I'm going to arrive at quicker than if I'm zigzagging or going back and forth. So if you want the straight line to be able to live this out, it's this. Through Mary. Never forget that. Through Mary. It's the shortcut. It's the shortcut. And if not, we're going to be zigzagging back and forth. Most of you come to this parish, the Yavle Parish. You've heard this probably already 100 times, if not 1,000 times. But it's good to hear it again. Loving Mary. Don't forget, we're still in the month of May, which is the month of... Couldn't hear. Only half of you knew that, huh? May is the month of Mary. This Wednesday we have a very beautiful feast day, the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. I'd like to mention two things about Mary and ask Mary to help us to really live out this Mass as if it were our first, last, and only Mass. And two ideas. One is biblical, the other is extra-biblical. Over the past 15 years, some pretty good movies have been coming out, now and then. The one I saw about a year ago is called Full of Grace. Probably most of you have never seen it. Maybe a couple of you have. Have any of you seen Full of Grace? Okay, just about very few. There's never been a movie done like that before because it's a movie of the Blessed Mother after what we celebrated yesterday and what we're going to celebrate on Sunday, after the Ascension. In other words, Mary's place and presence in the early apostolic church and her relationship to the apostles. There's some really, really moving scenes. One is that Peter is being attacked because he had the first Christological heresies. Or some people said that Jesus was just man, others said that Jesus was just God. So Peter was in the midst of a church that was already falling into heresy. And he's running away. And he basically ends up looking for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he sits down and Mary consoles Peter. He tries to get Peter to recognize that Jesus is still alive and that Jesus still loves him. Okay, let me fast forward. My favorite part of the movie was the last 15 minutes when Mary's about to die. What Mary does is she calls the followers of Christ together and she gives them her last testament, her last words. And I'll give you a summary of it. She said this, "Call to mind the first time you experienced the friendship and the love of Jesus Christ." Come and invite all of you to do the same thing. Call to mind, when was the first time you really experienced the love and the friendship of Jesus Christ? Probably came sometime when you were closest to Mary. Mary always leads us to Jesus Christ. Last idea I'd like to leave in your heart is this. And this should really encourage you. Right now in the church, we're celebrating the interim between the Ascension and Pentecost. Now, where are we biblically? We're in the upper room. It's sometimes called the cenaculum or the cenacle. Who's there? Mary and the apostles. What are they doing? Silence. prayer, and penance. But the apostles are with Mary. Now try to imagine that you're present there, sitting next to Mary. Try to imagine you're contemplating Mary at prayer. Her silence, her purity, her recollection. And just this angelic beauty that's just radiating from the presence of Mary. Imagine the presence of Mary at prayer. Then enter into the heart of Mary and imagine, what do you think was the prayer of Mary? That's left for your own reflection. What do you think went on in the heart of Mary when she was praying? Then I think you have to do two other things. Maybe three. Is ask Mary to teach you how to pray. Mary, teach me how to pray. Next is ask Mary to pray for you. And finally, beg Mary to put into practice what I said 8 minutes ago. Ask Mary to give you the grace to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. If you can really live out the message that I've given to you today, all of you can become great saints. Amen.